Thanks for the intro, and thanks for inviting me to speak here about what we at Synalytic are building, or what we are bringing out now in terms of data and audience analytics. Synalytic in general, so I'm the co-founder and CEO, and we are a startup. We started 4 years ago. We built a business intelligence platform for the film industry that's AI-driven, and this is something new that we are building out, and I wanted to share this with you. And by the way, I very much appreciate Chris's speech before, because the entrepreneurial journey can be extremely hard, but also very rewarding. So this is one graph that when we started building out Synalytic, we built Synalytic as a business intelligence platform for the film industry, of course, caught my attention with streaming ramping up and every year by year creeping closer to overall box office, overtaking it in 2018, and now in 2019 even rising further. So it was very clear that streaming is the predominant revenue driver for content. And of course, as everybody knows, Netflix, HBO, Disney Plus, and so on, they don't share data. Like, box office data is available. We get a general idea of how a film performs or certain content performs, not so much for streaming. And so we looked into that and we figured out, of course, this creates a very costly proposition. So a lot of money spent on TV pilots, a lot of money spent on creating content that in the end maybe nobody wants to see. And especially now with a new streaming services coming up, and I think the content spend for this year is around $30 billion, it helps to understand, I guess, what people actually want and what they really watch. And we looked into a lot of different data sets to understand how can we get a handle on streaming demand. And one of the data sets that was the most predictive was P2P, so illegal file sharing. So whatever people watch and download illegally actually had a very high correlation to what people watch legally. And so what we did is we built a technology that now tracks around 120 million content transactions, and that's episodal content, TV, that's any film, and that's global. So 120 million a day. And that is basically what P2P is. It is illegal file sharing, and that can be illegal content downloading as well as streaming online. As I mentioned, 100 million to 120 million transactions daily globally. And it correlates very high with SVOD and VOD, so it correlates very high with OTT. An example I'm showing you here, where on the left you have Comscore's sort of top 10 VOD chart. So you can see this is January 13, top was Joker, Gemini Man. So this was legal content consumption on the left. And then you see the same week and 2 weeks before what the illegal consumption was via our data sets. And so you can see very clearly that there's a very high correlation between what people actually pay for and what they watch illegally. And the nice thing is you can see even 2 weeks before or before the content is available legally how well it will track. So it's actually very predictive. And the nice thing about the data that it's global. So these are just some examples. It doesn't look very pretty, but you can see this is United Kingdom, Poland, and Spain last September. I think that was just a week in September. We wanted to see, so what do people watch in these territories? What are these shows? And the nice thing is, it's irrespective of the whether it's Disney Plus or Apple Plus or HBO or Netflix, you can see all these platforms, all these shows are listed here, and you can see what the top trending shows were in that particular moment in time. Back then, Game of Thrones was still very, very strong. But you can see Chernobyl, Peaky Blinders, I think, launched around that date. Carnival Row just came out. So this thing moves. So we can have the data in real time. We collect it constantly, and you can dive into it. Then we took it one step further, because the nice thing about the data is, yes, we can show you what people demand globally, and we know it correlates very high with legal demand. But now, because it's down to the IP address, we can correlate it with demographics data. And this is how we can also establish who is watching this kind of content. So it's not only what they watch, but who is watching it. And as you can see here, this is a little graphic that we put together at the week of the Disney Plus launch. And you can see on the left, this is just, I think there was 12th of November. These were the top demand title for these, I think, 5 to 6 days that we looked at. So Disney Plus Mandalorian, by far the number one. Rick and Morty launch was very popular, Walking Dead. So you can see, irrespective of the platform, these are the top 10 titles. Because we collect IP addresses of these people, what we did is we partnered with a company that can match them and then provide us with audience insights. We can so profile who these people are that watch these shows illegally. And because they correlate very high, we can create lookalike audiences, or we can actually, you can also activate these pirates themselves. And so for Mandalorian, Disney Plus show, we were able to show the household age, income-producing assets, and really provide deep insights in who these audiences are. And this is the leading consumer group. This is the over-indexing consumer group for Mandalorian in that week. And what, I mean, I think I heard before that audience is everything, and it is everything. In a way, it is everything. Our other system is more focused on greenlighting. This is very much about understanding your audience in a deeper way, and also in a very real time and always on way. And what are the benefits? So, you can target much smarter and much earlier. So you can understand from the get go when you put a piece of content together, who are these people that I actually want to target. You can plan, you can understand, and create earlier marketing campaigns, or whatever your strategy would be around the planning. And of course, in terms of spending ads, you can now much more effectively target your consumers early on. Here another, just sort of a comparison between Game of Thrones and Watchmen. I think that was end of last year. So you can just show how these audiences differ, and so that really helps when you, I guess, putting a streaming platform together, you want to understand what really works in certain territories. So that's number one. But you can also then say, which demographics do I actually want to win over in building out my platform? And this can really help to understand how you can piece together the relevant demographics. So the data itself, the way we see it, it can really help at every stage of the content value chain. So this kind of data can help you when you package content, because you can really understand what people are watching globally. You can understand who's watching it. It helps you at greenlighting, because it might give you more confidence in greenlighting one show against the other show. You don't have to go through costly pilots, potentially. And then especially, of course, marketing distribution, you can target your people much earlier and activate even based on the data that we have. One example, I think, that was used in the past with piracy data was a new streaming platform in Asia. And what they figured is they wanted to expand into different Asian territories. I think they launched in one Asian countries, and they wanted to expand. And they used piracy data to really understand, so what are people watching in these different territories? And this is how they build their content platform. This is how they knew what to acquire and how to create an interesting offering for the respective country. And they became the fastest growing SVOD platform in Asia. So I think there's a lot of benefits of using that kind of data, because you get a better handle on the demand side, but also with what we do by matching it with demographics data, you can really get a better understanding of your audiences early on, target that audience, and if you want to puzzle and piece together the right content for your streaming platform, then I think this data can be very valuable in doing so. And then in the marketing phase, we work with companies now to explore direct activation. So the idea is to activate that piracy audience. That's often that audience doesn't have access to certain content. That's why they pirate. So we're working with companies now as well to activate these particular people. That's it so far. I have a breakout session as well, and there I will talk a bit deeper. I mean, this is more an interactive session where I'm happy to answer questions. I go much deeper into the data element, but I also go deeper into the whole matching and demographics element, showing you how we match that data and what kind of insights we can present. So hope to join me in that session, and we can go much deeper. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tobias.